Hey, my friends. Welcome back to Moonshot Entrepreneur to another episode. I hope you are having a great time building out your business. And maybe you have not started yet and you are still thinking about it and considering ideas. Maybe you are wondering how the pieces work together. You feel you don't have time. You don't know how to raise the funds. Maybe your spouse is not supportive, or you have three little children plus a job and a ministry and see no way you can do this but really feel called into a certain area. Or maybe you already started out and it's all messy and you are unsure about how to set up your business. Or maybe you have started out and are at a certain point where you have the bandwidth now to look at how your business is really functioning. And today I want to look with you at the reasons why you need to find a coach or a mentor, because I'm very sure that if you do, your business will just take off more than you have ever anticipated. So stay tuned, because we are going to get into this topic right now. Hey friends, welcome to Moonshot Entrepreneur. This is the place where we partner with God to build His custom design calling for our life. In this podcast, you'll get laser focused on aligning your life with God, and you will learn the strategies to implement true change. Along with that, you will also learn to create the time and income for the amazing dreams God has for you. Sounds like a moonshot? Well, set your expectations high, because when we dare to partner with God, anything is possible. I promise you that we're going to have a ton of fun on this journey together. So grab your notebook and pen and pursue with me your God-led life transformation. Let's go. Okay, friends, so maybe you're sitting here and wondering why you would need a coach or a mentor, and why I'm saying this, because you feel that you're doing pretty well in your business, things are going in a great way, so why should you even bother, or why can't you just, you know, work with the people whom you're working with anyway? Maybe you have a business partner, maybe you have employees, and you feel that this is enough because you invest into learning more about entrepreneurship. Maybe you read a lot, you take part in webinars, go to network events, etc., etc. But the thing is that I still believe it's not enough. The number one hack to really make your business take off and you as an entrepreneur grow is not throwing spaghetti at a wall and throwing more knowledge into your brain. Yes, there is a time and space for that, but this is not the only thing. If you want to have a successful online business, if you want to make money, if you want to have a successful coaching business, you need to have a heart that is teachable. And as long as you do not have such a heart, it's going to be hard to make any progress at all. So, if you're wondering how the pieces work in your entrepreneurship, in your specific industry, in your specific area, location, but you feel you don't have the time to do it, you don't have the funds to do it, maybe your friends are not supportive of your idea, maybe your spouse is not supportive, and you see no way you can make changes, chances are that a coach will still come up with three different ideas to support you in this process. And there is a simple biblical reason behind all that. I really believe that the Bible's number one priority is our salvation. But the Bible and the biblical principles of leading a successful life are also ingrained within the Bible. And one of my favorite verses in the Bible is Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, which says, "As iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens the face of his neighbor." So what does this mean? This has nothing to do with shaving, okay? Just to make that clear. This verse just means that we need each other, that God has made us in a way that we need each other, and that wise people should be questioning, encouraging, coaching, and challenging each other. So without that, there is no growth. And by the way, this also makes perfect sense, because God has made us in a way that we need each other, because if we don't, we would be totally self-reliant, right? We would never be serving each other. We would never be helping each other out. We need to know what it means to lack something and to rely and depend on other people, as well as that we need to know how to help other people and how to make them able to come to us when they need help and when they need to depend on our skills. So this is the sort of world that God has created. Also, what I want you to notice here is that it says, iron sharpens iron. So that means the iron on one end is the same as the iron on the other end. You cannot sharpen iron with, let's say, wood or butter. You need someone who is as sharp as you, made of the same metal, in order to sharpen each other. So that means when you are going to look for a coach, you need to make sure that you come up with someone who knows something about entrepreneurship. And knowing something, I don't mean book knowledge, okay? What I mean is practical knowledge. Someone who has the experience of lying in the trench, of doing all the things, of experiencing all the stuff that you need to do. Because otherwise, what use is that person going to be to you? You need to find a coach and a mentor who has had a successful online business, who's making money from a coaching business, who is an entrepreneur themselves. They don't have to necessarily be in the same industry as you are. They don't necessarily have to do the exact same thing that you are doing, but they have to have some experience as to being an entrepreneur and what it means to be all in for a business. And especially if you're a Christian, I recommend that you go to a Christian entrepreneur, because they will always, hopefully always at least, maybe there's no guarantee to that, but hopefully, they will put God in the center, and hopefully, they will tell you how to be a Christian entrepreneur when facing difficulties, when facing problems, and when facing success too. And especially if you haven't started out yet and you're still considering ideas, go speak to entrepreneurs that you know. If you have started out, but it all feels messy and you are unsure, you should keep your eyes and ears open to find a good coach or mentor who can help you with this, who has walked these steps, who knows what it means to not have the time and to have to raise the fund and to deal with a spouse that is not supportive, or an environment like friends or maybe parents or relatives, who knows what it means to have three little children plus a job plus a ministry, and you are trying to find time, but you have hardly time to sleep. So how do you really start? How do you take the first step? And so have your eyes and ears open. Find yourself a great coach. And what I want to offer here is that if you are in the space where you do not know anyone who could be your coach or mentor, or maybe you know some great people and have asked them and they have turned you down because they do not have the bandwidth at the moment, I just want to let you know that I offer coaching sessions for entrepreneurs. I have a vast professional experience in innovation and business development, where I was working with startups and finding new business models. I ate entrepreneurship for breakfast and lunch, so to speak. And What's more than that, I eat entrepreneurship for dinner and on weekends too, because now I have my own business. So you know that I walk these steps out before you, and I'm happy to share with you some ways to juggle 25 things that you are supposed to do while trying to build up a business. I'm happy to share with you how you can remain a disciple of Christ, a mother, a wife, maybe still employed because you're trying to build up your business. But I can just share all my experience with you and share with you how it was for me and how easy it's gonna be for you to build up a business God's way if you take the intentional steps that go with it. And I just want to let you know that right now I have an Easter promotion going on. It's super affordable. For $97, you can book a 30-minute coaching session with me if you reach out to me before Easter. And Easter this year falls on 31st of March 2024, in case you are wondering about that. So don't wait around. Run, hurry, book a coaching session with me. You can book a session by sending me an email. support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com is the email address, and you will find the email address below in the description of this episode. And let me also just share with you for a moment what you can expect when you book a coaching session with me, because you need to know what you're getting into, right? So coaching sessions that I offer are over Zoom. You can do the coaching session online. You don't have to travel. I don't want to waste your time by traveling around the country or even continents, since I'm in Switzerland. But anyway, I want to make things as easy as possible for you. So it's a coaching session over Zoom, where we look at your current situation, where we look at the questions that you have about your entrepreneurship journey. I work out with you how you can really reach your dreams, even though they sound like a moonshot, even though they sound so far away and out of reach. We serve a pretty big God, and He can get us there if we follow the principles that He has given us and if we use our brain and use the resources and opportunities that He has given us. So at the end of this coaching session, you will walk away with a specific plan. We'll come up with realistic goals to make progress in one specific area that you choose. This could be goal setting. It could be how to find more customers. How should the financial setup be of your business? How do you find the time, space, and money to even scale up this business? All these things we can look at if you like to. And at the end of the coaching session, you will walk away with a step-by-step plan that is realistic and fits and matches with your bandwidth, with what you are able to invest. And I'll also help you set up a simple system to measure and ensure your progress over the long run. I will make this super easy for you and fun to implement. So if you have come to trust me and love the coaching sessions that you are getting here for free over Apple Podcast, do sign up for an extended coaching session with me, where we are focusing on your specific problems in your specific unique circumstances. I'm really happy to help you. So once again, the email address is support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com. And during this Easter promotion, I take off 30% of the regular price. So at the moment, it's super affordable, $97 if you reach out to me before the 31st of March. And if it's not time for you yet, that's okay too. Just get on my email list. Again, support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com. Get signed up, and I'm happy to send you some more free hacks and tips about being godly entrepreneurs and about being successful entrepreneurs. So, friends, I can't wait to hear from you. I even can't wait to work with you. So, Invest in finding a coach that you can trust, whether it be me, whether it be another person. But I think and really believe that you should invest and make that move because it's going to bless you big time. Okay, my friends, stay wrapped up in Christ's love. Until next time. Real quick before you go, if this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving me a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. I seriously am lit up every time I hear from you guys. So if this show has impacted your life in some way, just let me know about it. And here's the second thing you can do. Take a screenshot of this episode or of your review and go share it over on Facebook and tag me. God bless as you dare to make the change.